God, it's Baltic up here. I need to hop up. Flecks of sea spray lick my cheeks. I stick out my tongue to taste the saltiness. A wee girl appears from nowhere, pointing and giggling and tugging her mummy's arms. In the distance, I can see the tower, orange bleeding across the sky. Go on, have a wee hoke. I couldn't have done this any other way. It wouldn't have been right. A plain getchy place's eye. But this time, it's not just the arrival. It's the journey. And it's been a long journey, I can tell you. I've left my mommy and Plunkett and Maureen and Mickey, Lucia and wee Bernadette back in Dromore. What time is it? Aye. Mum will be up by now. The cows need milking, so they do. She'll maybe have seen the envelope, but she wouldn't have opened it yet. Then she'll be going up to St. Dimpna's for morning mass. I was an altar boy there, you know. Every Sunday, 11 o'clock sharp, I was there on my knees, prostrating myself before Jesus and the Virgin Mary and God knows how many statues. And back again at 5 for the benediction, swinging me incense like there was no tomorrow. And now there won't be. Not for me. Not a St. Dimpna's, that's for sure. Nor any Catholic church. When I get off this boat, everything's going to change. In my head, it already has. Daddy died last May. An aneurysm. 1 minute he was in his armchair cheering Ballymena, thrashing the Crusaders. The next he was slumped with his head back. Mammy shook him and shook him. But he was dead. It was desperate. Don't get me wrong. I loved me daddy. But he was a wee bag of weasels, so he was. And if he'd ever thought I wasn't his big lad, he'd have decked me one right enough. I could never have done this if he had been alive. It started when Mummy and Daddy were out visiting Uncle Jimmy's place. I was 9. We'd been sent home early from choir. I crept into Maureen and Lucia's wee room and sat at the dressing table. There were lots of bits of makeup scattered across it. Stuff Aunt Emer had given our Maureen when they were nearly finished. Mummy didn't approve, but what could she do? Everyone loved Aunt Emer and no one could say no to her. At first, I just sat there, dazed. It was like I was in a sweetie shop, only the shopkeeper had gone home, so we had. I stared at them in wonderment. Bubblegum pink. Plumful. Sateen promise. Burnished bronze. Shy time shimmer. I reached out for one. Pink candy. I sat there with it in my hand, feeling the smooth tube round it like a bullet, just holding it in my warm palm like my daddy held a pint. And then I took off the end and raised it to my lips. I had to twist it really far around to find the tiny pink nub sticking out like some rude temptation. And temptation it was. I felt like Jesus in the desert. Only without his willpower. I had no idea what I was doing. I was so scared my hand was shaking, so it looked pretty wobbly. But I tell you, when I looked at myself in the mirror, it felt fantastic. The next time, I went a step further. I tried on our Maureen's bra. I touched my breast beneath the soft white cotton. My body tingled as if a huge current was coursing through me. For the first time in my life, I felt alive. I was terrified though that someone would catch me and then I'd be dead. But they never did. and it became a habit. Every Saturday, when everyone was out, I'd slip into the girl's room and live. Why have you waited so long? That's what you're thinking, isn't it? Well, I found a clinic on the internet 4 years ago and I've been saving up ever since. Nearly 20 grand. A lot of money. When Daddy died, I was still 9 grand short. And then they read the will. And to Dermot, I leave 1/6 of the farm and £10,000. So here I am, trekking across water, like some almighty birth canal, so it is. Oh, look at these big hands of mine. I'm not sure they'd be able to do anything with those. But the rest of me? Aye. It's been a rebirth, all right. You know, they'll change me on the outside, but you know, it'll still be me on the inside. The same Dermot I've always been. Oh. Wherever you are, Daddy, this is me. Oh God, Daddy, you never understood, but nothing changed, not really. The only thing that really changed is yous. I'm hoping Mummy and the girls and Plunkett will forgive me. That one day they'll understand and there'll be no more pretending, so there won't. Oh, jeez, I couldn't have done this in Dromore. And not because there's no clinic either. I've been waiting my whole life for this. This is who I am, right enough. So you see, I'm not really leaving. I'm coming home, so am. I'm just coming home. It's been a long journey, so it has.
Just Coming Home was written by Rosanna McGlone and was a finalist entry in Green Curtain Theatre's Leaving Competition for New Writing, held in 2018. It was performed by Justin McKenna. Just Coming Home is a Green Curtain Theatre production and was recorded in January 2019.